This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hadith that is narrated in a number of different collections, including the Sahih of Imam Muslim and Imam Abu Dawud, and the Hadith al-Lafadhuli Imam Abi Dawud fi Sunanihi. An Abi Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma min rajulin يسلك طريقا يطلب فيه علما إلا سهل الله له به طريق الجنة ومن أبطأ به أعماله لم يسرع به نسبه. So this is a hadith that there are many different versions of it, but this is one of the shorter versions of it, and it points out two very important matters. The first is the Prophet ﷺ, he said that whoever sets out a path, there's not a single person, ma min rajulin, anyone, man or woman, who sets out on a path seeking knowledge, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make easy for them the path to paradise. That's the first part of the hadith. And then the second part of the hadith is that whoever their deeds, if they are slow in doing their deeds slow them down, their nasab, their lineage is not going to speed them up. Now, what does that mean, that last part of the hadith? This is a hadith that points out in terms of what truly matters on the Day of Judgment is really our actions. And that if a person falls short in their actions, don't think that if you have some position of privilege through your lineage, that you will be able to ascend degrees or stations with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On that day, وَلِكُلِّن دَرَجَاتٌ مِمَّا عَمِلُوا, that everyone, they end up ascending degrees based on their actions. And so this is a hadith that clearly indicates, first of all, it's something that if we look at it from a perspective, it goes against all different forms of racism and discrimination based on skin color. Because it doesn't matter what color your skin is. We live in a society where people who have a certain color of skin will have a certain level of privilege, right? That doesn't exist on the Day of Judgment. Even the Prophet ﷺ himself, when he was told, and this is in another hadith in Sahih Muslim and in Sahih Bukhari, that when the Prophet ﷺ was commanded to warn his family, to warn his tribe, to warn those who are closest to him, his ashira, right, that his own family, he said to them, he said, O Quraysh, I cannot avail you of anything. Just because we're from the same tribe, I cannot avail you of anything. Ya Quraysh, إِنِّي لَا أُغْنِي عَنْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا, I can't do anything for you on the Day of Judgment. يَا بَنُوا هَاشِمْ لَا أُغْنِي عَنْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا, children of Hashim, I can't do anything for you on the Day of Judgment when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it's all based on your actions. يَا عَبَّاسِ إِبْنَ عَبْدُ الْمُطَّلِبِ لَا أُغْنِي عَنْكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. And then he addresses his own uncle, O Abbas, the son of Abdul Muttalib, I can't do anything for you before Allah on the Day of Judgment. And he goes on to name his aunt Safiya and even his own daughter, Ya Fatima, Binta Muhammadin, Sali ma shi'ti la ughni anki min Allahi shay'a. He said to the Prophet ﷺ, to his own, he said, O Fatima, this daughter of Muhammad, ask what you want. I cannot do anything for you before Allah on the Day of Judgment. I will not avail you anything based on that relationship. And so the idea here is that even though people might come from a lineage, or that they might have some position of privilege because of who they're related to or where they're coming from, it will not do us anything on the Day of Judgment. And that's the meaning of that hadith. مَنْ أَبْطَأَ بِهِ عَمَلُهُ مَا لَا يُسْرِعُ بِهِ نَسَبُهُ, right? That the person who does not put forward their good deeds in order to help them on the Day of Judgment, if their deeds slow them down, meaning you didn't do enough good deeds on that day, your lineage is not going to speed you up or help you in that regard. And so it's imperative that we understand the first part of this is seeking knowledge. That's one of the means by which we will be able to enter into paradise. Allah will make that path easy for us when we seek sacred knowledge. Knowledge of how we can gain nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Knowledge of what is fard, of what is obligatory upon us. When we study the sciences of Islam, when it comes to our fiqh, when it comes to our aqidah, when it comes to understanding, you know, hadith or the Quran, all of these are sciences that when we put them into application, it's not sufficient that we just simply study these things, but then we have to apply them. That's how it's defined as ilm nafi', that knowledge that actually benefits us. And so then once we understand, we gain the knowledge, then we have to put it into application. Because if we don't, and that happens to slow us down, our lineage is not going to speed us up. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us knowledge that is of benefit, to put us on this path by which we will enter into paradise, and to allow us to increase in our good deeds, so that we do not end up being held back or slowed down on the Day of Judgment, when our lineage will not avail for us anything. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من رجل يسلك طريقا يطلب فيه علما إلا سهل الله له به طريق الجنة وما أبطأ به عمله لا يسرع به نسبه وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.